The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ urges the apostles today to set about their mission without delay, taking no money, no extra clothing, no nothing, effectively just what's on their backs. This is a big ask, to rely on God, to trust in him with all their needs when he asks them to do his will in the world. It's actually quite a bit to ask. But he also asks the same of us. He asks us to go out to the entire world and prepare the way for him, just as he did the apostles. And he asks us to do this without delay, trusting that God will fill in for all our shortcomings. "Oh, but I don't know enough about the gospel to share it." Doesn't matter. Christ will provide. "Oh, but what if they don't like what I'm sharing?" It doesn't matter. Christ will provide. "What if I don't know what to say?" Christ will provide. Throughout our lives, God is constantly putting people in our paths to evangelize. Yes, of course, we can do our best to prepare, but it's important that we keep in mind the apostles and how often our Lord says to them, "How little you understand." If he can send them out, those who understand little, how much more can he send us out and use us? My brothers and sisters, God asks us to share our faith, to prepare hearts to receive him. Do not be afraid. Trust that God will provide for your every need. The Spirit will give you the words and the heart to do it. All we have to do is ask and to trust in God.